Cyclosporiasis is the diarrheal disease caused by the organism Cyclospora. Cyclospora is a one-celled organism, parasite, that causes this illness, which is characterized by watery diarrhea, abdominal pain and cramping, as well as fatigue and sometimes dehydration if the symptoms persist.
How are you able to determine that it is cyclosporiasis and not some other type of stomach ailment?
Well, healthcare providers can order a special test that is done on the stool and determine if it is caused by the cyclospora organism.
Usually linked to fruits and vegetables. What exactly is the problem? Maybe they haven't been thoroughly washed, or what exactly is it?
Typically, outbreaks in the U.S. are linked to consumption of contaminated fresh fruits and vegetables that may not have been washed properly in the past.
We have regulations, though, against this, don't we?
Yes, we do. But every year we are hearing about a foodborne illness outbreak. We've had salmonella in the past, listeria as well. So even though there are regulations for that, it's not a perfect system. One thing that people can do to make sure that they protect themselves is to thoroughly wash all fresh fruits and vegetables before consumption. I don't mean just run them under the water very quickly. You need to clean them with a little brush if you have them. I know there are soft fruits. You need to do what you can to make sure those things are clean. They've been transported. They've had quite a journey to get to our kitchens, and so we need to make sure that they're clean before we eat them.
Anything can happen at any point along the way.
And one of the other things with that is sometimes we forget that if we're not eating the outside of the fruit, we forget that that does need to be washed as well. Think about a cantaloupe. If you're cutting a cantaloupe, the knife goes from the outside of the cantaloupe and drags through the its center part. So even before cutting a cantaloupe, it's a good idea to wash the outside of the cantaloupe.
How do you treat this disease?
It is recommended that people who are diagnosed with this diarrheal illness receive antibiotics. Without antibiotics, the diarrhea can last for quite some time, about 6 weeks, and it can wax and wane with symptoms.
At what point should you seek medical attention as opposed to just thinking, oh, well, it's a little something, I'll take an Alka-Seltzer, I'll take this pill or something, and it'll pass soon?
Usually when you talk about if the symptoms are persisting past 48 hours or if you're experiencing very severe symptoms, so if the diarrhea is to the point where you're becoming dehydrated, you need to seek additional treatment. Also, if it doesn't last for more than 48 hours, but it returns, then that may be something that says, this isn't exactly that stomach bug that I thought it was.
And in terms of how you would become infected, that's just as simple as coming in contact with the cyclospora?
No, this isn't one of those diarrheal illnesses that we talk about that is transmitted from person to person. This is through ingestion of the organism on some type of contaminated fruit, vegetable, or water source. But if you've handled a contaminated source and then touched your mouth or something like that, then yes, that would be considered, some type of ingestion.